All right, a translation? All right. This morning I'm going to be talking about patience. And often when I share something with a fellowship, it's something that I have recently walked through or I'm currently walking through myself. I used to joke about it with Michael's wife, Jackie. I said, don't ever pray for patience, because if you pray for patience, you're going to get tested. Don't ever pray for patience. Well, actually, patience is one of the most important Christian virtues there is. Steve and I have been walking through something for many of you know for several weeks, while it's actually been over 2 months now, while he's been waiting to find out from the doctors how to proceed with the things that he's dealing with. And we've had to learn patience, and it's been difficult. But God's reminded me again that he uses everything in our lives for his purpose, even the hard things. We sang about that this morning. Even when blessings come with raindrops, right? He uses them. In the past, I was asked to do a devotional for our University of Florida faculty prayer group. And I felt led to talk about patience. And then again, here 6 years later, I'm still walking through it. But we live in an instant society when you think about it. You know, instant everything, instant express checkout, instant delivery. We're socialized to want something and want it now and expect it now. But if we're not careful, this can spill over into our Christian life. If you look at nature, God's creation, rarely do you see anything that happens quickly, right? You plant a seed and you have to wait for the plant to come up. Or you plant a fruit tree, like we did several years ago, and we had to wait 3 years to get our very first orange. The disciples waited patiently and expectantly in the upper room for the Holy Spirit. We sang about the Holy Spirit this morning, too. And I don't know about you guys, but I could feel the Holy Spirit's presence in this building this morning. He was here. And if you missed it, you'd ask the Lord, why did I miss that? Because the presence was here very strong this morning. Scripture refers to being patient many times. So I don't know, Elmer, am I going to be able to share the slides I have for this and the I guess not. Can you do that and translation? Or I can just read it. You don't need to share the slides. That's fine. Okay. The file called patience. You have to have patience to find it. I hear little hiccups. Oh, there you go. Yep. All right. Mm-hmm. Patience is one of the signs of an apostle. In 2 Corinthians 12:12, it reads, "Truly the signs of an apostle were wrought among you, in all patience, in signs, in wonders, in mighty deeds." Patience is an ingredient that shows the love of God in our hearts, along with hope. In Romans 5, 3 through 5, it reads, "And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also." How many of us glory in tribulations? "Knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us." Patience is also one of many traits of a man of God or a Christian, including women too, y'all. Caught that right. 1 Timothy 6:11 through 12. "But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses." And then 2 Corinthians 6:4 through 10. "But in all things, approving ourselves as the ministers of God, in much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distresses, in stripes, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labors, in watchings." So Paul, I'm not going to read all of that, but Paul, in all of these letters to his followers, was telling them how important patience was. And Paul, of all people, knows that. Those of us on Monday nights have been really getting to know Paul, the life of Paul, and what he actually went through. Patience is a trait of those that walk worthy of the Lord. Colossians 1, 10 through 12. "That ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness." Patience and long-suffering with joy. "Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light." And patience is one of the most important ingredients in running the Christian race. Okay, we're running a race. You all know that, right? Hebrews 12, 1 to 2. "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with such a great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set at the right hand of the throne of God." So being patient is a choice. You can choose to be patient or you can choose not to be patient. Moses was impatient. If you recall, the people got very critical of him and they didn't know why it was taking so long in the wilderness. And so he succumbed to the pressure from the people. And in Numbers 25, at this point, Moses' journey, he had heard complaint after complaint from the people. And God gave Moses a very simple command. He told him to speak to the rock. But Moses proceeds to hit the rock with his staff twice. And because of his lack of patience with the people, he made a poor decision. And what happened with Moses? Did Moses get to see the promised land? No, he didn't obey God. He didn't get to see the promised land. Joshua did, but Moses didn't. And there's a Christian author, James Siegel, and he talks about two categories of patience, and both are important. The first one is human-directed patience. That's waiting your turn in line or in traffic or waiting for our children to come to know the Lord, maybe. praying a long time for that. And then there's God-directed. In every Christian's life, there comes a time when we must wait upon God. Sometimes you have to wait for a need to be met, like finding a job. Other times you have to wait for a significant desire, like finding a spouse or conceiving a child. At other times, we wait for God to fulfill a promise, maybe a comfort during a trial, or to give us assurances. In these cases, we must be patient with God. So, question, why is patience so difficult? The explanation boils down again to our tendency to see things from our own point of view. We see them from a human point of view and not God's point of view. That's our natural tendency. Patience with God is a challenge too, because sometimes it's not all clear whether it is God we're waiting for or whether we should wait on him at all. Sometimes you pray something, it might not be God's will to give you that. You're waiting on something that he's not going to give you. Finally, and most difficult at all, there's no guarantee that God will indeed act to satisfy our desires. Most situations that demand patience aren't in regard to specific promises of God. Although he's told us he'll meet all of our needs, right? According to his riches and glory, he hasn't guaranteed that he's going to meet all of our desires, even significant ones. It says here, delight yourself in the Lord, he will give you the desires of your heart. However, it's not a promise that all of our present desires will be fulfilled. So how is patience developed? It's been said that nothing teaches you like experience. And to some degree, that's true of virtues. Pain and suffering teach us endurance and empathy. If you have been through something, I've talked about this before, you can empathize with somebody who's going through it. Like Debbie's mom right now is going through dialysis. I can't totally empathize with that. I haven't gone through dialysis, but I've been an ICU nurse, and I've seen patients who've gone through it, and that has helped me to understand and how difficult it might be. Like it or not, we persevere, and when we do, we're morally better for it. This is why James tells us to consider it pure joy whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know the testing of your faith develops perseverance. And perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking in anything. We want to develop perseverance in our lives. Most of us recognize that patience is one of the cardinal Christian virtues. Others just define patience as a delay in getting what we want. I thought this was an interesting quote from Margaret Thatcher. Do you all remember Margaret Thatcher? She said, "I'm extraordinarily patient, provided that I get my own way in the end." Yeah. Again, in today's fast-paced society and self-centered culture, patience is quickly disappearing. And sadly, even among Christians. Patience is not optional for us. The Apostle Paul repeatedly commanded Christians to demonstrate patience to each other. In fact, this is a critical test of Christian authenticity. True Christian character is seen as authentic patience. How patient are we with one another? How patient are we with people in our household? Again, I'm learning patience in many, many ways. Have I totally got it yet? No. That's why I told you I've been working on this for a long time. In the New Testament, the Apostle Paul instructed the Ephesian Christians to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. In a similar context, the apostle called the Christians in Colossae to put on the virtues of compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Again, this something we actually have to do. We have to put on patience. It doesn't happen naturally. You have to make an effort to do it. To the Thessalonian Christians, Paul said, "Be at peace among yourselves." And in order to achieve peace, they had to be patient with each other. We must understand that patience is both a command and a gift from God. Why do I say it's a gift from God? I'm sure I can't be patient totally on my own. There's times when I have just been totally frustrated with no patience. And God has used that in my life to say, okay, you can't do that yourself. You can't be patient yourself. So what do? I realize I need the Lord. I need his patience in my life. Supernaturally put his patience in me. And that's what we're called to do. God called us to walk this walk and this Christian life. He gave us his Holy Spirit to walk it with us. Think for a minute something that you're dealing with. I bet you everyone in here is dealing with something that they're learning to be patient with. Let me see your hands. How many of you are trying to be patient with something right now? All right. Guess what? Patience comes from the Lord to you. Just remember that. It can be so frustrating as you're trying to be patient. Every hand went up. Everyone in here is dealing with that. I figured I wasn't the only one. As believers, we go through times of grief, agony, and despair, and all kinds of trials and tribulations. We know that. If we choose to be patient, we will naturally draw toward God through prayer and worship. Did you hear that? If you choose to be patient, again, getting back to our choice, if we choose to be patient, we will naturally grow closer to God because that's one of God's characteristics. He's patient with us. We should ask God to help us. He does not mean for us to struggle. Patience means that we're going to wait and rely on God's answer and also his timing. I've shared that many times before. There's two parts to God's will. One of them is the answer, and one of them is the timing. And sometimes the timing is not what we expect. We want it soon. We might have to wait a long time for it. The Lord told Steve he was supposed to marry me, but it took years for me to hear that word, and it's because... And he was patient. Steve was really patient. It took years and years for me to actually hear that word myself. But when I heard it, it was very clear. It was such a clear word that I was supposed to marry him. And here we are 48 years later, right? 48 years, yeah. Mm-hmm. It is a long time. Patience. Michael says it's long years. Long years. When we learn to fully trust in God, patience may not necessarily get easier, but our relationship with the Father will go stronger. So that's why we were made. Think about it again. The main reason God created us to have fellowship with him. So we desire to have more patience. Draw closer to the Father. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word about patience. We pray that you would minister to all of us this morning, that we could experience the patience that comes from you, Father, that we could cultivate this in our lives with each other, those we come in contact with, in our daily living, Father, that we could be known as patient people because we have your quality there. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the example of Paul and how his patience was so clear. Thank you, Father. Pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. I'm going to go ahead and move into praise reports, prayer requests. Yes, Joel, you want...